Okay, so what we did was the Rashi and the Ramban on Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalet, and Vayikra, Amar. Okay? On Zichron Shua, Zichron Shua. So after Chamishi and Amar. So Rashi says, Zichron, Psuke Zichronios, Psuke Shofaros, Lizkor Lehem Akedis Yitzchak Shakarif Tachtavail. Okay? So, Psuki Zichronos, Psuki Shofros, Lizko Lehem Akedis Yitzchak Shakarif Tachtavail. So apparently Rashi tells us what the Zecher of Akedis Yitzchak is the Shofros. And the Lizko is the Zichronos. Correct? I mean, that's what it seems to be saying. Doesn't explain it too much. Rashi doesn't explain it too much. Yeah, so in other words, the Psukim says so Zichronos is Sheyal Nazichronechem Afonai. That's the Kiyam Zikaron. And the Zikaron is what? Is the Zikaron of Akedas Yitzchak. And Shofar is Psukim on Shofar, but Shofar always brings about the idea of of Akedas Yitzchak. So it is correct, according to Rashi, that the Akedas Yitzchak is mentioned in the Zichronos. Right? And the Zichronos. Right? That's what, why is it mentioned in the Zichronos? That's in line with Rashi. But the only thing is, when you say Vakedis Yitzchak Brachman Tiskar, which is the Zichronos, then it's followed appropriately by the Shofros, by Psukim HaShofros, which is Vakedis Yitzchak. So Rashi's interpreting the Tefillah. The Tefillah is the Tefillah of Zichronos. Right, the Tefillah of Zichronos. The Tefillah of Zichronos is Akedis Yitzchak. It's Akedis Yitzchak. And the Shofros is the Psukim of the Shofar, which is Akedis Yitzchak. So that's the says Zichronos and Shofar is really one thing. Really one thing. Okay. Yeah, Agav Ruach HaMeir just mentioned what we said by Simna Milsei. Right? The Maram Meritenberg, it seems, was the first one to introduce that on the night of Rosh Hashanah that you eat the Rosh of a of an aisle. Why? Because of Lizkar Kedas Yitzchak. So the question is, what does that do with Simna Milsei? Because Simna Milsei is that it should be a good year. That you should take something. Midin V'Gemara was really a play on words. So then they extended it to Achilas Davar Masok. But originally it was just a play on words. So, but the question is, where did he get the Rosh Keves, right? Because of the Eilos Shel Yitzchak. So we said that you see from this that he learned, and I think we one time mentioned this far, that the whole purpose of Simna Milsa is really that the Suda should reflect also the union of the Kedush Sayyam. So he said, if that's the case, so it's a double kiyum if you eat Rosh Keves, Neil Rosh Lo Razanov and Akedas Yitzchak. So he extended it, the Maram Rutenberg, but it was with a Svara. Now, otherwise, he had no right to introduce that because that's not Simna Milsei, that's Tefillah, really. Bischus Akedas Yitzchak, that's Zichronos. But the answer is the whole Simna Milsei is really to bring in the Kedush Sayyam into the Suda. That's the kiyum. Okay. That's the kiyum. In other words, once you say Simna Milsei, so you're saying it's a good thing. That's what the Gemara didn't know. Is it Milsei? Lav Milsei. But we decided, the Gemara decided Simna Milsei. So it means it's a good thing. A person is nervous, Yom Adin. So and the Neil LaRosh Lolozonov makes him feel good. So it's good. You should feel good about the Yom Adin. But Chazal wouldn't have instituted it as a minig if it weren't for the fact that there's a kiyum, halacha kiyum. Otherwise, let everybody do what they want. If it bothers them, let them do something. If not. But the reason is because it's a kiyum in the Kedush Sayyam. So that's why the Maharam Rutenberg saw that. So he saw fit to extend it and to include keves, because in keves you have both. Okay? You see the same idea by the Shtei Alechem. But the Shtei Alechem is not introduced as Simna. It's introduced derech achila with the milchiks and the fleshiks and the shtei alechem. So you see that there is an idea like that. That's true. That's a good point, though. That's a very good idea. Because it takes something which is achila, which is an instinctual activity, and it raises it to a different level. That's kal tarkula. Raises the person to the... That's what Chazal says, shlosh shach lo shach lo dibelo dibelo tarki lo chamezu chamez. It means because then you just involve just in the instinctual. So Torah always takes the instinctual as a basis and uses it as an opportunity to raise a person to a higher level. Involvement in ideas, involvement in thoughts, involvement in Kedushas Hayom. So that's Rashi. So the Ramban takes that after Rashi. Doesn't like his pshat. He says that he says Vayetzach Rav Lavi Gam Psukei Amalchias Min Hamedrash Shlo Yitochen Sheyaskar Pasuk Psukei Hazochronos Hashofaros Shlo Yaskim Amalchias. Okay, Kvadosh Hashem Pasuk Vayelchem Is Gam Afnei Lekechem Shein Tamlein Yir Hashem Lekechem Matam Lein Yir Hashem Lekechem Alosev Ben Yinav Kol Makom Shat Dom Hazochronos Ata Somech Lehem As Amalchias. So whoever you have Zechronos, Yehi Malchus Yimolem. So the Ramban is right that it's a powerful cash on Rashi. It looks like a total oversight. I mean, how did Rashi omit the Malchus? Malchus is the most important thing. I mean, without Malchus, you have nothing. And that's the whole framework. The whole basis is Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't know what Hashem Malach. I mean, Malchus all over. I mean, how could Rashi forget Malchus? That's not possible. So that's a big cash on Rashi, and I mean, it shows you that Rashi had something in mind over there, that he omitted the Malchus. But that's the Ramban's. For the Ramban isn't interested in defending Rashi, he's just showing that that is not correct the way Rashi has it. Okay? So then the Ramban says like this. Avol kol ze asmachta mi divrayim. Umafurish amru holchel lamakam shetokin vein holchel lamakam shemavarchem. That if you have a choice between two cities, one city where they're davening the brachos, in other words, musaf, and the other city where they're blowing shofar, so you go to the lamakam shetokin. Why do you want to say pshito? Otherwise, rather rabban. Even if it's only a suffix tzkiyas, and the other one's vade brachas, so you go to the suffix deraisa. So you see clearly against Rashi that the Amir's psukim is not deraisa, because if Amir's psukim were deraisa, so then the Gemara would say that it's not so pshita. On the contrary, you go to either one you want. Okay? So that's basically the Ramban. So that's why the Ramban concludes that zichron tshuah is the same thing as yom tshuah. And it's just explaining the Yom Tshuva. Yomash and Ariya b'Yomazev Yilon l'Zikron l'Fnei Hashem. In other words, it's showing that there's a dimension to the Maisa Mitzvah of Yom Tshuva, the Maisa Mitzvah of Tzkiyas, as a dimension of Zikron l'Fnei Hashem. And Shiyal l'Zikron echel l'Fnei. And without that, you wouldn't know it's a Maisa Mitzvah, like other Maisa Mitzvah. But you wouldn't realize the importance of the Zikron l'Fnei Hashem. Okay? Yeah. So those are the two points on Rashi. First point is just an omission. The second point is an open contradiction to what Rashi states, namely that the Amir's psukim is the Raisa. Okay. So the Rav answered the question of the Ramban on Rashi, the stira from the Gemara to Rashi. Because Rashi says that Amir's psukim is the Raisa. And the Gemara says it's not, because you have two cities, so you go Makom Shetokim, even if it's a Suffolk. Was it Pshita, Adar Raisa, Adar Rabbanan? So the Rav answered that question. The Rav said that what Rashi means is that the brachos, Adar Raisa, only if they're accompanied by the tzkiyas. When they're accompanied by the tzkiyas, then it's the Raisa. But if it's not accompanied by the tzkiyas, it's not the Raisa. So that answers the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Ishtei Ayaros, and one they did Musaf, the brachos, and the other one they did the tzkiyas. So then it's true. In that case, the Musaf is only Rabban. Okay? But Rashi's not talking about that. Rashi's talking about the ideal case, the ordinary case. We have Tkiyas, and we have Tkiyas, so then the Amiras HaBrachis, the Tfilis, are a Daraisa. So that answers the Ramban's Kasha. Okay? The steer between the Gemara and Rashi. Now, our next thing, so what we did was that the Rav's answers very beautifully the question that Ramban raises on Rashi in the contradiction of Gemara and what Rashi says. But the only thing is it doesn't answer the first Ramban's kasha. First Ramban's kasha is what happened to the Malchus. So we said that, that of course, Akasha can't be overlooked, because where's Malchus? Rashi didn't forget Malchus. So what we wanted to say is like this, that the Ramban's framework is a different framework than Rashi's. The Ramban's framework is in terms of the Maisa HaMitzvah. Okay? It's in terms of the Maisa HaMitzvah. See, the Ramban up to this point also leaves a problem. Leaves us in a problem, because he says it's an Asmachta Ba'alma. But Asmachta Ba'alma is difficult, because how did Chazal introduce Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros? I mean, they just took it out of nowhere. I mean, Chazal can have Gzera, but they can't just introduce something from nowhere. So he's just going to say it's Asmachta Ba'alma. I mean, that leaves you in the lurch, because you really don't understand how Chazal formulated it. Okay? So that's one problem in the Ramban. But in order to explain Rashi, we want to say the Ramban's framework is nevertheless from the standpoint of Maase HaMitzvah. Again, Maase HaMitzvah, there's no question that you can't omit Malchus. At B'chol Mokom Shemaskez Zichron Shoshofer Sehem Malchus Imoim. Okay. But that's in terms of the Maase HaMitzvah. But we wanted to say like this, that... And that's from the area that we're learning, and we're very fortunate that due to the fact that we're learning this area, that it really naturally flows. That we said in Shofar there's a Kiyam Belev, and that's why Chazal introduced the whole Kiyas to Miyushov. But the Kiyam Belev doesn't remain a Kiyam Belev. It's a Kiyam Belev, which is a Kiyam in a greater framework of Kedushas Hayom. Okay, because sometimes you have a mitzvah, it's a Kiyam Belev, but it stops there. But like Kriyashma, it's a Kiyam Belev, and Kiyam Belev is Yichud Hashem. And Ahavoso and Talmudo. So that's the Kiyam, but that's the Kiyam Belev. So, but over here, the Kiyam Belev is not just the Kiyam Belev, but the Kiyam Belev is a Kiyam in the whole concept of the Kedush Sayyam. Okay? It's similar to the Kiyam Belev of Simcha. Simcha Yantav is a Kiyam Belev, but the Kiyam is in the Kiyam of the Kedush Sayyam. It's not just the Kiyam Simcha Ba'alma. Okay? So therefore, the greater framework is the Kedushas Hayom. So what we said is that Rashi in the Chumash is isolating what the essence of that greater framework is. What the essence is. And the essence is Zichronos. See, Malchus, the Gemara says, Kedei shetamlichuni alechem. Kedei sheyala zichronechem lefonai. So the Malchus is a vehicle and it's a means. But what is the ultimate goal? What's the essence? The essence is Shetal Zichronechem Lefanei, which is Zichronos. So that's the essence of the Kedushas Hayom is Zichronos. That's the difference between the Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, the essence is Zichron. That's the essence. So Rashi says, what is Zichronos? Zichronos on Zichronos and Rosh Hashanah is two things. Is Zichron. So apparently Rashi is interpreting Bameh B'Shofar. It means the Elo Shel Yitzchak is the most vital element in this whole institution and kiyum of Zikaron. Okay? That Shekarav Tachtavayo. All right? What do you call it? The Akeda. So, the Akeda. So Rashi, what Rashi's saying is that through the Amiras Apsukim of Zichronos and Shofros, it's a kiyum deraisa. But it's not a kiyum deraisa in terms of a Maise HaMitzvah Mechuyeves. It's a kiyum deraisa because of your enunciating the Kedushas Hayom. And that's a kiyum. And that's a kiyum. And that's a kiyum. So, and that's a kiyum. So therefore, according to Rashi, that's why Rashi omitted Malchus. And would also explain why, even, it would explain, once you have this idea, adosis lahochi, that it's two separate frameworks, that the Ramban is speaking in terms of the framework of Maisa Mitzvah. And Rashi was really speaking in terms of the framework of Kiyum HaMitzvah, like Rav Shira Goyen says that there's mitzvahs that are Kiyum, but there's no Machayev. So that would explain the Gemara as well. That if you have Makom Shetokin and Makom Shemavarchin, okay, so Hoda Reis of Hoda Rabbanan. So even though the Kiyum of saying Zichronos and Shofros is a Kiyum deraisa, but that's still in the framework of Kiyum. The Gemara is talking about the framework of Chiyuv is the first framework that you have to deal with. So, Hoda Reis Hoda Rabbanan means in terms of Chiyuv. In terms of Chiyuv, the Chiyuv HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanan. Yeah, the Kiyum could be deraisa. And it is deraisa. Zichronos, according to Rashi, the Amir's psukim is Zichronos and Shofros is deraisa. Okay? Yeah. That's right. I mean, the Rav was answering the Ramban's kasha on Rashi in the framework of my Sam Mitzvah. But what we're doing is we're saying that Rashi really is in the framework of Kiyum HaMitzvah. In the framework of Kiyum HaMitzvah, so in the framework of Kiyum HaMitzvah, so that's there's no Chiyuv, so you always go to the Makom Sheh where there's a Chiyuv, the Raisa. Okay. I mean, Rashi's saying that you must, that what's indispensable to Zakaran is Elo Shel Yitzchak. And the Tefillah says that, really. Okay, look, you know, Zakaran Zakaran Tal Fanecha, right? That it was able to overcome his emotions. So that's the whole idea. That's the whole schus. That's the whole. So everything's totally in that. Everything revolves around that, and that's the whole. That's the lashkafas yadus. That's really the whole philosophy is wrapped up in there. So that's that makes sense, according to Rashi, it makes sense that the Akedah is the indispensable element for the Zichronos. Chavash Rachma Vlasa Sancha. Yeah. Okay, that's right. Midrabbanan, the Chachamim set off a new mitzvah, which didn't come from nowheres, on the contrary. It came from the idea that the Torah says that the essence of the Yom is the Zichron Lefnei Hashem. And the rice is a key of the rice of Zichronos and Shofros. But the Chachamim created a Maisa Mitzvah. Malchiyas, Shetan Lechuni Alechem, Kidei, Sheyal Zichronechem Fonei, Bameh B'Shofar. So that's why the Chachamim introduced a new Maisa Mitzvah of Malchiyas, Zichronos and Shofros, Amiris Malchiyas, Zichronos and Shofros, Mitzvah Rabbanan. So they overlap, actually, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, when you do Malchiyas, Zichronos and Shofros, so the Malchiyos is Rabbanan. But the Zichronos and Shofros are a Kiyum Deraisa and a Chiyuv Midrabanan. Okay, but that's only if you have Malchus, Zichronos and Shofros all together. All together. Only if you have them all together. Because the Makfa Zuzu. Makes sense, the Makfa Zuzu. Yeah, even though Rashi learns Makfa Zuzu, the Zuzu means the Tzkiyas and the Brachas Makfa Zuzu, that the Rav answered. He said it means it's a separate Kiyum. That it's ma'akev in terms of the set, but there is a kiyum together of, but it's in line with his pshat. I mean, but it's very good. I mean, it fits him very well. Anyways, doesn't matter. I mean, it's the idea is the right idea, that is a special kiyum of malchus zichronos and shofros midaraisa with shofros. Okay. No, that's an idea. Aaron is. He's saying an interesting idea. In other words, that Rashi's Lishitaso, because Rashi holds that Zichronos and Shofros are deraisa anyways. So you can't say Makvasu Azu if you don't have Malchus, you can't say Zichronos and Shofros. Good, because Zichronos and Shofros are Kiyum Midaraisa. Right? But you still could theoretically say Makvasu Azu in terms of the mitzvah midrabbanan of Malchus, Zichronos, the mitzvah, see, it's a mitzvah. But I hear what he's saying, it's something to think about. What motivated Rashi to say that? Because you can't say Makvasu. Good, very good point. You could say, even though it's true that theoretically you could say makvazu asu in terms of the mitzvah midrabban of malchus zichronos and shofros, but the Gemara wouldn't say that because since zichronos and shofros are midaraisakim, the Gemara wouldn't say that without explaining. I mean, it's a good point. Right. That's right. We started off with a question in this year. Okay, the question was that how could you say zichron true on Shabbos? This year comes out on Shabbos. So how can you say Zichron Trua? What do you mean by Zichron Trua? Okay. There's no such thing. The Gemara rejects Zichron Trua. The Gemara in Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis says that Zichron Trua, the Gemara have meaning to say that on Shabbos the Kiyum Shofar is different, and the Kiyum Shofar is like the Amiras Psukim, and B'chol, Kishachal B'chol is like the Tkiyas, and the Gemara really rejects that. Kas V'chad Amud Zichron Trua, Kas V'chad Amud Yom Trua. Okay, it's on. Can't shechol yes b'shabbos, can't shechol yes b'chol. The Gemara rejects that whole thing. So it comes out that the zichron trua doesn't mean that. So if that's the case, so how could we in our tefillah say zichron trua on Shabbos, as if the Shabbos is a yom zichron trua, is a special time of zichron trua, like endorsing the Gemara's habanim? It's true there's a sham like that, but we're not going into that. All right. So, yeah, but it's not mistava that the tefillah is going like the shalmi. Okay? Then we'll have a problem. Because we pass going like the bavli. So the zichron and shuah is a problem on Shabbos. So we said that Rashi really answers the question. Why? Because according to Rashi, the zichron and shuah really means amiras psukim, that there's a kiyum of amiras psukim in so far as there's a kiyum at a rice of enunciating and formulating the kedusha sayom and tefillah. So that's why what we mean in the tefillah, yom zichron and shuah mikra kodesh, what we mean is that when it's b'chol, so it's the full kiyum of the maisam mitzvah of shofar and the kiyum belave of shofar, which is a kiyum in the kedushas hayom. So there's a whole triplicate formula. But over here, when it's on Shabbos, you can't have the full formula. So what are you left with? You have to mention what you're left with. So you're left with the zichron shuah, the kiyum and the kedushas hayom of amiras psukim of zichronos and shofros. So it's very good, according to Rashi, why we say zichron shuah on Shabbos. Okay? That was the original question we started out with. Oh, so when it's b'chol, you say yom shuah, because that's all-inclusive. It means there's a maisam mitzvah, there's a kiyum belev, and the kiyum belev is expressed in the kedushas hayom. Okay? You really could have said yom shuah v'zichron shuah. You can't fit all everything into the tefillah. So yom shuah means yom shuah as the Torah formulates, which it expresses is a deeper expression, which ultimately eventuates in zichron shuah. But you say the yom shuah because everything's applicable. The whole system of the Torah is applicable. But on Shabbos here, you're deleting the ma'isam mitzvah tzkiyas shofar. So you're only left with the zichron shuah. So according to Rashi, it's very beautiful that the zichron shuah is the proper formula for the yom haShabbos. Gemara rejected the idea that zichron shuah means that on Shabbos you have a different kiyum of the ma'isam mitzvah tzkiyas shofar. That's not true. But you can't take away the zichron shuah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I mean, you always know, a question.
So in
the akedah, the main idea in the akedah. I mean, that's what you see from the tefillah, really. That the main idea in the akedah is kavash rachmav lasos etzanchav lev of sholem, which means that he totally overcame the instinctual, and because of the truth. I mean, and that's the whole philosophy of it, and that's really the thing that's mala zekoron. Lafim Shabashamayim, because that's what they're committed to. They're committed to that idea, the truth, no matter what the emotions are. Okay, so that's collateral. And that's the one thing that gives us Zikaron Lefnei Hashem. That's really why, that's why Zikaron, I would explain also why every Yontif is really ultimately Zikaron. Okay, then Zikaron Lefnei Hashem Lekechem. But in Rosh Hashanah, the essence is Zikaron. Because the essence is Zikaron. Because it's Elo Shel Yitzchak, Akedas Yitzchak, and Akedas Yitzchak is Kolat Harakula. That's, if you want to summarize the whole philosophy of Kolat Harakula, it's Akedas Yitzchak. Chavash Rachmav Lasos Yitzchak. That's really the Kolat Harakula. That's the underlying idea of Kolat Harakula. That's why Avodah Zarah is that rule. All the Torah's ideas are all based on that one idea. That's Kolat Harakula. So that's why Rosh Hashanah is the only Yom Tov that is the real Kiyum, and the whole essence of the Yontif is the Yom HaZikaron. Yeah, of course, the instinct that is overcoming is the most powerful instinct, love for a first and son. And is able to overcome it. This explains the Gemara, by the way. Because the Gemara talks about shofar. Yeah, the Gemara says that why can't you use Karen Shalpara? Okay? The Chacham Pasul by Karen Shalpara. That's the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph. So the Gemara says, "Why? Hainu Tamei Rabbanan Ulama Hainu Tamei Rabbanan Kedar Rav Chisda Amar Chisda Emayin Kain Gadol Nechnas Bebig Dei Zov Lefnai Vlefnim Lava Rav Odel Fishen Katega Nasa Sanega." And over here, the para is reflects the eagle. Sanei Katega Nasa Sanega. Below, Voika Dam Par. Okay, so the Gemara says no, because it was a Shnani. So it's not the same form anymore. Vika arm a kaparas a kruv, so which is made out of gold, right? I assume it's more discussion. So the Gemara says Chote Bal Yaakov come in. So the Gemara says, Vika Kafu Machta. Kafu Machta, Chote Bal Yisnoa come in. So the Gemara says, Vika Big Day Zov, Mi Bechutz, Mi Befnim come in. So the Gemara says, Shofar Nami Mi Bechutz. Who? Because you don't blow Shofar Lefnim. The Gemara says, Kivan Zil Zikoran Hu Ki Befnim Dami. The Gemara says, Kivan Zil Zikoran Hu Ki Befnim Dami. So, according to us, the Gemara really is shofar nami. I forgot the less bay mishum chote bal yakov, less bay mishum chote bal yisnoa. Kivin was a current cost, it could big day coin gadol shelafnim dami. So it means because since this is really the only yom tov where there's a kiyum of zikaron itself, that the very zikaron is the very essence of the kedusha shayom. It's not a means. So the other yom tovim have means for zikaron, but this is essence of zikaron itself. Why? Because of the Elo Shel Yitzchak, because of the Akedah. So that's why it's Kilefnem Dami. That's why it's different. That's why it's Kilefnem Dami. You see, because it goes beyond the means to the very core and essence of Kol HaTorah Kula and the essence of why this is a Karn Lefnei Hashem. So that has a din of Lefnem. All right, so let's get back to where we're at. A limited sugi. So with this, we can answer the question of the Gemara in Erevin. Because Gemara in Erevin says, the Gemara is in Abaya, I think it's the Mem Amar Aleph. Yeah. So the Gemara is in Abaya about Rosh Chodesh. Are you masking Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillah? So do you... Oh, it's not on?
No, the Gemara.
They
have
Erevin,
I think.
Okay. So the Gemara says like this. That what? That the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Erevin Daf Memanov, Ki Avinim Be Rav Huna Yiboylan, Ma Alaska Shav Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah, Kivin Nachalukim B'Musafin Amrinin. So Chalukim B'Musaf means the Kabbanas are different. Shemachriv Musa Rosh Chodesh U'Musfei Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Ki Dachsiv Movar Alas HaChodesh. So you makriv both sets. So you see that the Kiyum Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh was never swallowed up by the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah. It has its own expression, its own expression, because the Kabbanis, it has its own Kabbanis. So if it has its own expression, so you have to mention it. That's the side that says, you say it's Yom HaZikaron as if it's Yom HaRosh Chodesh. Okay, Kabbanis prove it. Kabbanis prove it. Was war the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh somehow or other absorbed in the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah? So then you wouldn't have the Kabbanis. So Gemara is saying, you see clearly that it retains the status. So if it retains the status, so it requires Azkara. So the Gemara says, O Dilma Zikaron Echad Ola Lakan Olakan. That one Zikaron goes for both. Zikaron Echad Asiyom Zikaron said, Rechman HaKai Zikaron Lechsev Zikaron Shrua. Rosh Chodesh Nami Ksev Oye Lechem Lezikaron. Where? Because it says, V'yom Sum Chasvam Mo Adechem Rosh Chodesh Shechem. So it says Lizikarn with regard to Rosh Chodesh, with regard to all Yom Tov. So therefore, when it says Zikaron, so it's Zikaron Echad Ola Lakan Lakan. So on the surface, it's very hard to understand what the Gemara means. That when I say, what is it like? I'm condensing my language. I'm saying Yom HaZikaron is a, and it's a double reference. It's a reference to the Yom HaZikaron, and it's also a reference to the Zikaron of Rosh Chodesh. I mean, that's very funny, I mean, to say something like that. I mean, Yom HaZikaron means Yom HaZikaron, you still have to mention Rosh Chodesh. So how do you say Zikaron Echad Ola Lakan Ola Lakan? What does it mean? I have to machavin when I say Yom HaZikaron, to have in mind double? There's a double twice? Or maybe I should say, Yom HaZikaron is Yom HaZikaron is. I mean, is the Gemara saying you can't say that, so that's why you have one word? I mean, very funny. I mean, the idea of Zikaron Echad Ola Lakan Ola Lakan. But the way we explain the Gemara is like this. According to Rashi, it's very good, because Rosh Hashanah is different than every other Yom Tov, because its essence is Zikaron Lefnei Hashem. That's why it's like Kilefnim Dami. So all the Yom Tovim are a means and a vehicle for the ultimate Zikaron. And Lefnei Hashem, there's only one Zikaron. So, therefore, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh, it's true, is not essentially Zikaron, but it has, that's what the Gemara says. that it's objective is zikaron. So when I say yom hazikaron, so you can't mention anymore Rosh Chodesh, because it'd be like going to a lower level. You're mentioning the essence, which is zikaron, and the essence of Rosh Chodesh. The essence of Rosh Chodesh is not zikaron, but its essential objective is zikaron. So that's the Gemara's abaya, really. Do I say that zikaron echad ol lakan lakan because the ultimate objective of the Yom Tovim, including Rosh Chodesh, is zikaron, and here the essence is zikaron, so zikaron includes everything that creates the zikaron, including Rosh Chodesh. So it would not only be superficial to mention Rosh Chodesh, it would be an implication that Rosh Chodesh doesn't involve itself in an ultimate kiyum of zikaron. So since you mentioned the Yom HaZikaron, the essence, so zikaron echad ol lakan lakan, it includes everything that's a vehicle of zikaron also. Or do I say no? Chalukim b'kavan asayim. Chalukim b'kavan asayim means since its halachic essence is a vehicle, so you can't say that you mentioned Rosh Chodesh when you said Yom HaZikaron is a and zikaron echad ol lakan lakan, because that's in terms of the objective, but nevertheless, in terms of the halachic structure, it has its own identity, because you makrev both sets of kabbanas. And the kabbanas of Rosh Chodesh are nikrev in that day. So you fail to mention Rosh Chodesh. That's really the Gemara's abaya. Did I mention Rosh Chodesh because I mentioned Yom HaZikaron and the essence is zikaron l'fnei Hashem, and Rosh Chodesh is v'nizkartam l'fnei Hashem l'kechem ultimately? So that's why I really mentioned what? I mentioned Rosh Chodesh. You can't subsume it under a greater heading. It's coming under the greatest possible heading. And that's its ultimate objective. Or do I say no? That since halachically it has its own structure, so you can't say you mentioned it because that's negating the halachic structure. You have to speak in terms of the halachic structure. So then you have to say, Yom Rosh Chodesh is a... That's the Gemara Zavaya. So that's Shittas Rashi. So Shittas Rashi explains a lot of things. But now let's get back to the Shittas Ramban. Okay, so with the Ramban, we have to answer, first of all, one question. What do you mean it's an asmachta? Okay, but the Chum don't just make up things that are clear blue. There's got to be a basis for it. So according to the Ramban really answers that. Because the Ramban says, Avalicho, he says, Okay. So according to the Ramban, everything is included in the Tkiyas Shofar. That's the difference in the Ramban between Rashi. According to Rashi, is a separate Kedusha Sayom that you can access through Amiras Pesukim of Zichronos and Shofros. According to the Ramban, everything comes from the Tkiyas. That is the Maisa Mitzvah Tkiyah, and the Kiyum Belev of Tkiyah, and the Kiyum in the Kedusha Sayom of Tkiyas, and the Kiyum Belev is Kiyum in the Kedusha Sayom, but it's all from the Tkiyas. It's all from the Tkiyas. So therefore, so the Malchias, the Zichronos, and the Shofros is really a Kiyum of the Tkiyas. Yeah, that's right. So the thing is, the Malchis, the Zichronos, and the Shofros is really a kiyum, is the kiyum belev. It's the highest expression of the kiyum belev, like the Rav said. Okay, in other words, the highest expression of the kiyum belev. So therefore, the Malchis, Zichronos, and Shofros didn't come from nowheres, but it comes from the kiyum belev of Shofar. And the kiyum belev of Shofar is the Amiris, Malchis, Zichronos, and Shofros. It's all included in the Maisa Mitzvah according to the Ramban. That's the difference in Rashi and the Ramban. Is it all emerged from the Maisa Mitzvah Tkiyas Shofar? According to Rashi, it's two separate things, two separate phenomena. Okay? All right. According to Ramban, I would say like this. How do you answer Ramban? Now, according to Ramban, you see, according to the Ramban, it's all Mitzvah Shofar. And the Mitzvah Shofar is a kiyum in the Kedusha Sayom. And that's really what Zichron Tshuva expresses. That's the Zichron Tshuva expresses the dimension of Shofar in terms of the kiyum of Zikaron, which is the whole kiyum of the whole Kedusha Sayom. So the Ramban, you have to learn like this, that the Kedusha Sayom can't change. Even the Chacham take away Tkiyas. But the Kedusha Sayom can't change. And in Tefillah, the mitzvah in Tefillah is to enunciate the Kedusha Sayom. But you choose the pasuk of the kiyum of Zichron Tshuva rather than Yom Tshuva because of the fact that the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Chachamim removed. In other words, according to the Ramban, you could say Yom Tov also. You could say Yotzer Yom Tov also on Shabbos. Because the mitzvah, the separate mitzvah's tefillah to formulate into an anshe, the Grish Yom. Grish Yom is the same. The Midrabanan, we can't blow shofar, doesn't change Grish Yom. Grish Yom is still shofar. Let's say a person not blowing shofar, so they can't say Yom Tov. It is a Yom Tov. So it doesn't make any difference. In terms of the formulation in the tefillah, you always formulate the tefillah based on the Kedush Sayyam. The only reason you switch over to the Zichron Truah aspect of the shofar and not to the Yom Truah is because you want to veer away from the Maisa Mitzvah. Since Midrabanan, we can't do the Maisa Mitzvah. So apparently, in other words, really it's part of Shvach Hashem Makam and the expression of the Kedush Sayyam. But since we can't do the Maisa, so there's a sensitivity here. In the terms of the tefillah, you don't enunciate something you're not doing. I mean, that lacks in tefillah. It lacks in tefillah. Because you can't, sure, you can't do it because Rabban, it's not your fault. But still, you don't enunciate, and tefillah is Ritzu Dvarim Lefnei Hashem, so you don't enunciate in Ritzu Dvarim something which you can't do. But the Kedush Sayyom of Zichron Truah, you can enunciate. So that's how Ramban would learn. Ramban doesn't have to switch over to remove it from shofar. It's still everything is in shofar. But the thing is that on Shabbos, since Shabbos is now devoid of the Maisa Tkia, the Ritzu Lefnei Hashem of expressing the Kedusha Sayyom is not appropriate to use the term Yom Truah, which means essentially Maisa Tkia, as opposed to the Zichron Truah, which is the Kiyum. The Kiyum you could use. Okay, that's what Ramah will learn. Okay. So Rashi says on Zichron Truah, it says Zichron Psuki Zichronos Psuki Shofros Liskol Hamakedis Yisog. But Rashi emphasizes Shekarev Tachtav Ayel. So you see Rashi, whatever the Rashi, I mean, of course it has to be because the Ayel, but Shekarev Tachtav Ayel has significance. So what's the significance of Shekarev Tachtav Ayel? So the answer is according to was answered very well, because the whole idea of the Akedah was Shekavash Rachmav Lasos Ritzoncha, that he followed the rationality in spite of the powerful emotions. And that's really Yesod of Kol HaTorah Kulav. So he was really in the Makam HaMizbeach and Har Maria. So he had to set up the idea of Kabanis, the Doros. So that's the idea of Kabanis. The idea of Kabanis is to overcome the emotions and to follow Chachma. So that's why it says Afro Shel Yitzchak is always Lefnei Hashem. Where's the Afro Shel Yitzchak? Yitzchak walked away alive. But the answer is because it was the Afer of the Isle, which was there always, set up always for Doros. That's what Chazal means. So that's really the idea of the Kabanis. That's the idea of the Kabanis. Michael Burns said a good shot. He said, what's the tequila for now and what's the tequila for now? So he mentioned, you look into a tequila on what do you call it? On Sinai, it was only a tequila. Right? It was only a tequila. So it fits in very well. Why? Because the central sound, the trua, is really the sound of the philosophy and the ideas of the Olam Sheinu Shalach. But it's tied to God. So it's tequila fanewa and tequila harawa. Because it's not just a philosophy without God. See, the philosophy is very good, but it all revolves around God. So tequila fanewa is tequila shofar of Maimar Sina, tequila harawa also. So it's included in between the idea of the Borei Olam. Because our philosophy centers around God. So if a person just has the philosophy of Olam Haz is nothing, that he's not there. It has to be tied to Dias HaBorei. Okay? So it fits in very well. It fits in very well. But also really shows you the transition from Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim. Because in Rosh Hashanah, it's telling you the method. That the person looks for reality in spite of his emotions. And it's tied to the idea of the Borei Olam. Okay? But on Yom Kippur, he goes to the final step. And that's Yedias Hashem. That's the Shem Hashem, the Shem HaMefarash. 10 times in Yom Kippur. So the whole philosophy of this is really a progression from Rosh Hashanah. It starts with Rosh Hashanah, with Avraham Avinu, and the central idea of the whole system. And it ends with Yom Kippur and with Yedias Hashem. Also, all the Kabbanis that are brought in Yom Kippur. So the Kabbanis are brought with the idea of Avraham Avinu as Kaveh and Har Maria. So the Kabbanis are really the fundamental idea which leads to Yedias Hashem. So the whole system becomes complete on Yom Kippur. And yet you have a raya really from Parshas Balak. Why? When Bilam said that Va'al Par Va'ail Bamizbeach. So Rashi comments over there, Va'al Par Va'ail Bamizbeach, that he said, I'm outdoing the others. Right? He says, where is that at? Shivas Mizbechos, Mizbechos, Rachti, Chav Gimel Dalit. Va'al Par Va'ail Bamizbeach. So Rashi says, Shivas Mizbechos, Shiva Mizbechos, Rachti, Ain Ksifkan, Ella Es Shivas Ham Mizbechos. Amalafon of Avoseim Shel Elu Banul of Anecha Shiva Mizbechos. Va'ani Arachti Kinege Kulam. Avram bono arba ova even sham is beach lashem and nira lova yatek misham ahara vayal Avram v'echad bahara maria v'yitzchak bono echad v'even sham is beach lashem v'yichoshem avde yitzchak be'er v'yakov bono shtayim echad b'shchem echad b'beisel v'a'al por v'ayal b'mizbeach v'avram lo hela ela ayal echad. So apparently in all the mizbeachas that he built, he wasn't mocked of anything, because he was really teaching the idea that God doesn't need kabbanis. But one, he was makrif. And that's the Iokos, who was Kovea, that idea of Doros. So that's the only one that was makrif. Now, the reason why I made Mizbechos is because they were always into Kabbanis. Because that was a primitive idea of propitiating the gods. So he showed, no, this god doesn't need Kabbanis. So he had a Mizbeach. Says the Mizbeach was good in terms of that you want to serve God, but the right way to serve God. So he didn't undo their basic emotion. He didn't say they're totally wrong. You have the right idea. They have to serve God, but the wrong way and the wrong idea of God. So he used their emotions to direct them to the true idea. He took them from Avodah Zorah to Avodah Hashem. Yeah, you want to serve God? Right. But Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. God doesn't need kabbanis. I mean, that's why Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur stand out as separate ma'adim. They're separate because of a different purpose. Different purpose. As Rashi by the Akedah says, he was kaveya with every dibur. He was kaveya every maisa karban. That's what Rashi said. It's an amazing thing. It means you don't have the right idea in kabbanis. That's why kabbanis was shem avaya. Amman mentions it. Oshem Avayim Kabbanis. Lefnei Mishom Avayim Olam. Yep.